Catholic School, and Jackson Area Subways with our Player of the Game. High school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com. Now here's Steve Boyle and Jason Smith.
Holy cow! Wow. What a way to see if the JV tilt is any indication of how our varsity game is going to go tonight. We're in for a doozy here at Michigan Center High School, the Ray Haynes Gymnasium. The first place Cardinals and the first place Comets set to square off. I guess technically Ann Arbor Horton holds the tiebreaker in this case. But we are ready for what essentially ends up being, it would appear anyway, the game for the Cascades Conference Championship.
Yeah, especially with Napoleon taking a loss earlier this week. They're kind of falling out of it quickly here, and East Jackson needs to hold pace, and I don't know if they can keep up with both of these teams, but this one should be a barn burner for sure.
Well, we've got a little something to go on. We got the previous matchup between these two teams, and it didn't go quite the way we expected. Hanover jumped out in their gym to a big lead early and held on to it. And even when it looked like Michigan Center actually started to play quite a bit better in the second half, Jason, Hanover Horton still beat them in every quarter.
Yeah, they did. And it was one of those games where if we weren't there, we would have never believed it. And if you had said Hanover was going to win that game, we'd have bought it, but not by the score that it ended up being the final. And, you know, this game is going to be a matter of Michigan Center coming out, and do they play like they know they got handed to them, you know, a few weeks back against Hanover, or do they play with a chip and say that's not a good indication of how good this team is?
Well, exactly, Jason. My thoughts right there is that Michigan Center is going to have to come out and prove that they're here to win tonight, and they're going to have to do it from the get-go because Hanover Horton is going to. 74-50 the final in that game back in, January?
That was early January, yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So both teams since then have not lost. Michigan Center's on a 9-game win streak since their loss to Hanover Horton, and they've been trouncing teams, opponents, playing well, making that game look like a fluke. However, the Comets have also been unrelenting to their opponents. They've got their own 8-game win streak going. They've got two losses on the season. They're 12-2, and those losses were December 21st at East Jackson, 64-47. They came back to play East Jackson again.
Yes.
This month, February 7th, and beat them 64-47. So they were able to recover from that loss, come back and avenge that. And their other loss was at 11-3 Chelsea, and that was a 65-50 game against a Class A team. So nobody was going to blame them. The matchup just wasn't there for them. So anyway, here we go with 12-2 Comets and the 14-1 Cardinals. Cardinals 9-1 in the Cascades Conference, and the Comets 8-1 in the league. The JV, as we mentioned, that what a fantastic game. The Comets JV comes out victorious 50-47. It came right down to the final 4.3 at Michigan Center. Just couldn't get the shot to tie it up, send it to OT.
Yeah, we were treated to a fantastic game. A little bit of a whistle-happy crew, but, it worked out for the best for Hanover's JV team, and they looked very sharp, and there's a lot of young kids down there next year that are going to be on the varsity level. And so Hanover definitely won't retool. They will reload, as we like to say.
And honestly, largely a defensive battle there in that game. Hanover Horton, at one point, I took a break at the half, went and got some of the delicious Michigan Center caramel corn and a hot dog. Come back in, and we were it was more than halfway through that third quarter, and the Cardinals hadn't even scored yet. They were still within just a couple points, so it was really a tremendous game by both JV teams. And in the end, somebody had to win, and tonight it was the Comets. We'll see how the varsity tilt turns out here coming up shortly. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and take a look at the starting lineups, get things set up for the tip-off. Again, Hanover Horton visiting the Michigan Center Cardinals here on your radio, WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and we're online around the world at WKHM.com.
Why is it important that auto owners insurance helped repair over 300,000 vehicles last year? Well, over 450 of those vehicles belonged to volunteer firefighters. And because their claims were handled quickly, they were able to focus on what they do best.
It's gonna be all right.
Which was very important to 5-year-old Jenny Wilson. Auto owners insurance, the no problem people.
Call Jill Feierstein, Brandy Fowler, Joe Wolf, or Larry Mazurek at the Protection Center today. 787-1704. 787-1704.
Life's better with Tom Coffey's Soft Water Kinetico Non-Electric Water Softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffey's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Why pay retail prices when you have a wholesale jeweler right here in Jackson? Peterson Jewelers is your source for the largest in-house selection of bridal sets. These sets are one of a kind, unique, and that is what every bride wants. Don't go to the big-name high-end jewelers and pay 3, 4, or 5 times more. Go to Peterson Jewelers, where the rings are every bit or better in quality. Browse their limitless selection of bridal sets for all budgets. Make every moment count with a bridal set from Peterson Jewelers.
Peterson Jewelers.
Unique Motors wants you to have the best car buying experience possible. Start off 2018 right with a quality pre-owned vehicle from Unique Motors and let your tax refund work for you. With a family-like atmosphere, friendly staff, and guaranteed financing, Unique Motors can put you in the driver's seat today. Don't dream it, drive it. Come experience the difference at Unique Motors. Visit their new location at 2000 West Ganson or go to uniquemotorsofjackson.com.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
If you are suffering from nagging pain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialist is the place to go. We specialize in physical therapy, injury rehabilitation, pain management, and women's health therapy. With direct access, you don't need a doctor's referral for an evaluation. So stop into any of our 5 Jackson locations or come see us at our new state-of-the-art clinic in Napoleon Corners Plaza. ORS patients receive personalized care and successful long-lasting outcomes. So come to one of the most trusted, top-referred physical therapy companies in mid-Michigan with a 98% customer approval rating. Visit orsmi.com today.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we are live here at Michigan Center High School in the Ray Haynes Gymnasium. Just a few minutes away from the opening tip-off, the Michigan Center Cardinals and the Hanover Horton Comets set the square off here in high school basketball action. And, Jason, why don't we go over the starting lineups?
Yeah, let's start with the visiting Comets under legendary head coach Chad Mortimer. He'll roll out with the sophomore-laden lineup of Mitch Sauber, Jack Brocky, Bryce Sanders, and Rhett Laketta. All of them are sophomores in this lineup. And the junior, Donovan Kennedy.
Yeah, he sneaks into the lineup. Speaking of legendary coaches, Jim Anderson.
Yeah,
right behind us. Shout out to Mr. Anderson.
Also,
my coach.
Yeah, Stan Fracker's in the house tonight. We saw him.
Let's take a look at the Michigan Center starting lineup.
For the Cardinals and Travis Gaddy, it's the usual suspects. He'll have seniors Jake Nichols and Brian Williams, along with Rayfield Johnson and Abel Compton in the lineup. And then the sophomore, Jaleel Brown.
Yeah, the edge and experience goes to the Cardinals, but that didn't seem to matter in that first matchup with these two teams. And again, it was, you like to think it looks like a fluke. It looks like the Cardinals came out flat, maybe a little tired from other matchups that week or something. You know, whatever you want to blame it on. We'll give them a clean slate, but they're going to have to assert themselves right from the get-go. And talking to John Denny from Hanover Horton before the game, and he mentioned that Donovan Kennedy has really asserted himself, really come on. He's a guy who put on a couple inches in the offseason and has really in the last few weeks since he's been getting more time on the floor with Luke Laqueta out of the lineup. He's been an important player for the Comets.
Yeah, he's definitely earned a lot of minutes. He's a good athletic player, a wing slasher type player. Very lean, very athletic. Mr. Denny pointed out to us, he's done a lot of growing. And they're hoping that he's got a good head on his shoulders. If he can just stay consistent, they think they've got a really, really good player in Donovan Kennedy. You also mentioned Luke Laqueta, who is eligible to play. We don't know if he's going to get any minutes, but he is back from his absence. And also, the last time that these two teams played, Abel Compton was banged up. He's, as far as we know, at 100%. So that should make a difference on the rebounding side of things, is Compton in our last game here last week, he had, I believe, what, 5 offensive rebounds in the first quarter alone. So he's going to be a force to be reckoned with as well.
Well, I'll tell you right away, my report says that Luke Laqueta will play. He's dressed and ready to go, and he'll be coming off the bench for the Comets after an absence. We won't get into the details of that, but
yep.
I think, Jason, you mentioned the rebounding, and I think what they saw in that previous matchup with these two teams is that Hannibal Horton outcrashed the Cardinals on the boards.
Yeah.
And they'll have to do a better job of that, and that's going to come down to, you know, they were without Abel Compton, or he did play, but he didn't start.
Yeah, he was hurt.
And while I think that Roger, I can never think of, his name's Roger, so I was thinking of Roger, but it's
Roger Hayward.
He did a nice job, but they're going to want to, you know, count on Abel Compton a little bit, but they need to get Jake Nichols down there. He's a big body who can bank. Brian Williams is another tall kid with some length who can get down there and match up. And I think Raphael Johnson does a good job for his size. I'm just excited for the game. Really looking forward to seeing these two get back at it. And, you know, all the stuff that we've seen before, all the matchups that we're going to try and look at, we'll go out the window and we'll just have to play it for real and see how it goes. I did want to mention, Jason, I said this is for the Cascades Conference Championship, or at least it has that implication. And the reason that I hesitate on that a little bit is because even if Michigan Center were to win tonight and they stick with one loss in the league, but Hannibal Horton gets their second loss, Michigan Center is going to have, next week they go Wednesday to Napoleon, who's 11-4, and just, you know, wherever they stand, they're tough in their own gym, and they're going to be the next toughest opponent. And then they've got East Jackson with lights out scoring Daniel Poole over there.
43
and that's
last week.
Yeah, that's on Friday. So they still got, even if they were to win tonight, there's no guarantee that they win out the rest of the way against a tough schedule for the Cardinals down the stretch. Meanwhile, Hannibal Horton's a little bit lighter in the matchup category, though. Of course, we won't guarantee them any wins, but it looks good for them the rest of the way. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and get the tip-off. Michigan Center and Hannibal Horton on WKHM, WKHM.com.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name change in account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my dulce de leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into 2 fluffy pancakes and served with a warm dulce de leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new dulce de leche crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Alro Metals Outlet, a retail store for metals, industrial supplies, and plastics. Featuring a broad range of products in a convenient retail setting. With hundreds of sizes of metals and plastics, they can cut your order the same day. Alro offers metal and plastic processing, including sawing and shearing in-house for bars, sheet, and plate. Perfect for the do-it-yourselfer, machine shops, and maintenance departments. They sell remnants as well as standard length material. Alro Metals Outlet at 409 North Wisner and at alro.com/metalsoutlet.
At Penn Chiropractic Center, you're going to notice the results.
My name is Gwen Kuntz, and I started going to Penn Chiropractic Care right after my first son was born because I had a back injury that they could not diagnose. I had been going through physical therapy for 6 months without any success, and when I finally started going to the chiropractor, I immediately felt relieved, made my back injury completely go away.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live Ray Haynes Gymnasium, Michigan Center High School. And we're getting the starting lineups introduced here on the floor. And it is a packed house tonight. Of course,
yeah.
The Comets always travel well, but you got to make the trip over here and support your Comets in this probably the best rivalry right now in the area, I'd say, Jason.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. These two teams, not only do they play each other really, really well in all the games, for the most part, have been really, really good, but you also have the conference implications on the line and then the district implications and all of those things that go along with this matchup. And these teams last year had the potential and ended up meeting three times with the districts, and it was just – it's such a good matchup over the last couple of years.
I saw a pretty strong contingent of former Cardinal basketball players as well, Tavian Gaddy in the building. It's Connor Pelham.
Yeah.
Looks like it might be Kylan Brown over there.
I believe he is over there. The student section well represented as well for both schools.
Yeah, it's going to be a noisy crowd. And like we said, we were out enjoying that back and forth with the JV game. And sometimes early in the JV game, you start the game, there's not that many people here. But by the end, it's packed and you got a close game. It got the crowd going. It was hyper here. And it's kind of, you can feel the energy level stayed up there. And they're ready to battle. Everybody knows what the game means. They know how important it is. Both coaches have done what they can to prepare. Now they put it in the players' hands. Starting lineups are announced. The players are huddled up on the floor right now. The officials make their way out. Abel Compton steps into the circle for the jump.
Big fight feel, Steve.
So they usually send Jack Rocky in there to take the tip for the Comets. And that's the case.
Yes, sir. This has a really, really big fight feel tonight.
Mitchell steps in. There's your tip. And Brocky wins it, but he taps it to Rayfield Johnson. Goes right in and scores it, and it's 2-0 Cardinals. Rayfield Johnson able to swipe that after Brocky really won the tap. Comets back on the attack with Sauber leading the way. Back cut by Brocky. Gets down low. Powers it up. Can't finish. Rebounded by Hanover. And then we get a tie up in the lane. They're going to get a jump ball. Nice job in there by Bryce Sanders getting the start today. Battling to keep that ball down at Hanover's end of the floor. Sauber will inbound. Drops it off for Laketa. Nice look and a great soft touch by Rhett Laketa. And we're tied at 2.
Very quickly back up the floor goes center.
Little Brown working his way to the right wing into the corner for Williams. Williams on the attack, passes out to Brown, who headed in the corner, drives in, finger rolls, goes over the rim, and last touch. Comets, that'll go out of bounds and stay Michigan Center ball. Unable to reel in that rebound.
And that's what center does. They move quick. Strike fast.
Brown inbounded from the baseline, goes deep to Rayfield Johnson out near midcourt. Setting up the offense for the Cardinals. Dribbles over to the right wing. Calls for a screen from Nichols. Nichols kind of slips it. Now they go to Williams, who will go into the attack. It's all the way to the other side of the basket. Tough shot. Missed it. Abel Compton on the offensive carom. It's knocked away, but they'll call last touch for Abel. And that's out of bounds. Hanover Horton ball.
And that's what Compton gives you, is a lot of work on that offensive glass. And just didn't work out to his advantage this time.
Mitch Sauber sets up the offense for the Comets. Goes right wing to Laketa. He's on the attack all the way in. Floats it. Comes off and rebounded by Brian Williams for the Cardinals. Jaleel Brown up the right sideline. Now attacks from the wing into the paint. Out to Johnson. Gives to Williams. He'll fire from there sometime. Doesn't this time. Spin move into the lane. Jump hook. A little strong. Rebound tapped and finally pulled in by Kennedy. Donovan Kennedy brings it up the floor for the Comets. Up the right sideline. Over midcourt. Gives to Jack Brocky out there near midcourt. Calls out the play. Gives to the left wing. Laketa has some room to pull. Won't shoot it. He'll go baseline instead. Passes out to Sauber. He gets in the lane. Now a good open look for Brocky. NBA range. And he gets nothing but net on that. He had an open shot closer to the arc, and he stepped back to make an even longer shot. And he hit it 5-2 Comets. As Brown attacks. Swatted away by Laketa. Great defense from the help side. Sauber up the floor now for the Comets. Gives to Laketa. He will fire the three. That one comes up short and rebounded by Williams. Still 5-2. Cardinals coming up the floor. Brian Williams, senior forward. Stops at the top of the key, goes right side for Nichols. His first touch of the day. He drives off the glass and scores it. Jake Nichols pulls the Cardinals within one. It's 5-4. Comets with the ball. Sauber. Crowd of Comets there on the left wing. Baraki will drive from that spot, though. Gets deep and floats it and scores it. Jack Baraki's got five in the early going, and the Comets have a 7-4 advantage. Jaleel Brown, right wing. Working against Mitch Sauber. Gets into the paint. Passes up to Johnson, who will fire for three and knock it down. Rayfield Johnson ties it up at seven, and it's back and forth right now. And if we can keep it up this way, we're in for a great night tonight. Baraki in the right wing. Right corner out to the right wing. Working against Nichols. Now drive. Stops. Pops. Gets it to go.
Wow. Jack Rocky's on fire.
Looking for his own offense. Calling his own number and getting it to go. 9-7 Comet lead. Brown on a pick and roll with Compton. Tries to split the defenders. It goes off the foot. But they're going to actually whistle a foul against Compton on the play.
That's going to be his first. Team's first.
4:52 to go first quarter. It's a 9-7 Comet lead. Seven of those points courtesy of Jack Baraki, who started out hot shooting and is keeping it going. Sanders has it right wing. Looking for a cutting Laketta. Nothing there. Goes into the corner for Kennedy. Back out to Baraki. Now across to Laketta. Pump fakes. Then back out. Sauber's open for three. And he leaves it a little long. Off the heel. Comes out and Nichols grabs the rebound for the Cardinals. Up the middle of the floor. On the break. Now he looks to drive. Tough scoop. Good defense there by Laketta to make him change the shot. And it's rebounded by Baraki. And Comets back on the attack. Laketta from the top out to Sauber. He drives into the paint, stops. Sanders ends up in Laketta's hand in the corner. A lot of ball movement here for the Comets as Baraki sets up right wing and now crossover dribble into the lane, fading jumper, and it's through.
Wow. Lighten up the score sheet.
11-7, and on the pass up the floor, Brown's pass is stolen. Kennedy brings it up the floor for the Comets. No numbers. They'll hold it out. Now Sanders will drive. And he gets through the defenders, but they will call the foul on the ground. The second team foul here against the Cardinals. Substitutions coming in, the first round of substitutions.
And that'll be Luke Laketta checking into the game for the Cardinals.
And the Cardinals bring on Hassan Barber.
Also Braden Cosmet in for the Cardinals as well. And Roger Hayward.
Cosmic kicks the inbound pass.
We saw a lot of that the last time we were here.
11-7, 3:50 to go first quarter. Comets in the lead with the ball. Mitch Sauber from the baseline in deep to Luke Laketta. Luke Laketta into the elbow. Now passes back out. Baraki thought about another deep triple. Instead, he'll drive. Double teamed. Loses it for a moment. Out to Preston Laketta. He's going to drive. Excuse me, Rhett Laketta. Too many Lakettas in Hanover Horton for me to remember all their first names. We get some penetration there by the Comets and a foul.
And that's going to be on Rayfield Johnson, his first, team's third.
Jack Brocky's going to get a well-earned breather. Into the game comes Jake Sauber.
So now you got two Lakettas and two Saubers. Good luck.
Yeah, fun for me. Luke Laketta on the penetration, up and under move, double teamed and rebounded by Roger Hayward. Still 7-11 our score. Cardinals trail. Johnson, nobody picks him up. Great pass to Hayward.
Nice feed.
Rayfield Johnson making it happen. Hayward getting the finish. 11-9. 3:11 to go.
Good court vision there.
Rhett Laketta to Kennedy, looking to drive. Had a lane tapped away from behind. Brady Cosmet made the swipe and maybe saved a bucket there.
Respectful disagreement by Travis Gatti.
Who had the last touch?
Yeah. Said, I don't think we touched that.
There's a turnover. The Cardinals have it. Cosmet up the floor, finds Barber on the wing, cutting to the bucket. Gets in the air, double clutches, doesn't score the shot, but does draw the foul. First one against the Comets, and that'll send Barber to the line with a chance to tie this up. Cardinals trail 11-9.
And that foul on Rhett Laketta, his first, team's first. Barber was pretty solid from the line last time out for the Cardinals.
And a jinxed that.
I jinxed him.
You did. Good work,
Jason. I did. That's my fault.
I'll make sure Gaddy knows.
Yeah.
Send him the clip.
I'm sure he already does.
Barber's second attempt. That one's through. 11-10. Comets with a one-point lead. Mitch Sauber coming up the floor now under 3 minutes in the first quarter. Luke Riquetta out beyond the arc. Now goes the rat to Jake Sauber. Dribbles into the elbow, back out to Mitch Sauber. Mitch looking for Brett Riquetta. Goes back out to Mitch Sauber. Three-point shot is halfway down and pops out. Rebounded by Rayfield Johnson. Cosmic coming up the floor for the Cardinals. Sets up at that right wing. Picked up there by Sauber. Man-to-man defense. Out to Barber. Looking to drive from the left arc. Gets down. Shot up. No. Tough defense, but he had a good look at it. Rebounded by the Comets, and here comes Rhett Laketta. Catches Kennedy on the slash. Soft touch, gets it to dribble over the front rim, and it's 13-10, Comets.
Good cut, nice slash move there by Donovan Kennedy. We talked about that at the open.
Cosmic pick and roll with Nichols. He gets into the elbow and floats one, and that one goes. I think they maybe need to look for more touches for Nichols. He's only seen it a couple times, but everyone's turned into points so far. There's a slash by Jake Sauber. Rayfield Johnson with a knockaway. Last touch, Cardinals.
That's going to get Jack Brockie off the bench and into the game. Mitch Sauber will take a seat.
Brockie will inbound from the baseline as we get Jaleel Brown back into the game to give Rayfield Johnson a break.
You got to think Jaleel Brown will likely be on either Donovan Kennedy or Jack Brockie here.
Sets up on Brockie immediately. They do that lob inbound pass to Riquetta. He leaves it short. And on the outlet pass, knocked away and stolen, then knocked away by Brown. Riquetta comes up with it. Now knocked away by Barber. And the Cardinals have it up the floor to Jaleel Brown, riding up the right sideline into the bucket. Around the defender, scoop it and score it.
Wow.
Great body control by Jaleel Brown to get the finish. There was some contact, no whistle.
He'll take Cardinals, the two.
Cardinals get the lead back, 14-13. Jack Brockie goes back to work after a stint on the bench. And we get a hand check call against Jaleel Brown.
Yes, we will.
And essentially everyone on the Michigan Center side of the crowd respectfully disagreeing
there. And Brandon Miller will check in for the Comets.
14-13, Cardinals lead 108 in the first quarter. They lob it in again on the inbound to Kennedy. Backs down and scores it. Donovan Kennedy's got a couple buckets in the first quarter. 15-14, Hanover Horton. Cosmet screen and roll with Roger Hayward. Not open, so Cosmet goes to work with the crossover out to Barber outside the left wing. Back to Brown at the top. Now right side for Cosmet. Puts it on the deck, now drives baseline, pull-up jumper, short. Rebounds ripped away by Jake Sauber. And they get it over into the hands of Jack Brockie with 30 seconds to go in the quarter. In the game now, that is Brennan Miller. Now Brockie from the top, drives, double team, turns it over. Good defense by the Cardinals. Jaleel Brown comes up with it. Did a good job of hedging there in the lane, forcing Brockie to make the pass, and Jaleel Brown there to swipe it. 8 seconds, Cosmet pick and roll with Jake Nichols. He goes back and down into the lane, spins, shoots, short. Brockie rebounds, 1 second, buzzer, no shot, and we'll end the first quarter, 15-14. Fast-paced game, looking the way we expected it to look. 15-14, Comets on top by one. We'll take a minute break. We're back with the second quarter on WKHM.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only a buck. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon Gasoline. Express Stop, all you need, all the time.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes on the clock. Well, now 7:58. Brady Cosman with the ball for the Cardinals. Second quarter underway. Comets lead 15-14. Anton Barber on the drive. Passes off to Brown. Open look for three. And he got it. Clutch shot by Jaleel Brown. 17-15 Cardinal advantage. Mitch Sauber going to Rhett Laketta, looking for Kennedy down at the baseline. Roger Hayward on the defense. Kennedy crossover looking to drive, and we've got a missing shoe.
Luke Laketta lost his shoe trying to cut.
Is there a rule if your shoe comes off, do you have to double knot?
I think so. Should be if there's not.
Let's see if he does. Play-by-play on the shoe tying, brought to you by.
I feel like we need to have a sporting goods store that we can do that with.
Single knot, so we'll keep an eye on it.
Yes. Continue to monitor the situation.
Sauber into Rhett Laketta. Shoe seems to be good. Tries to catch Brocky cutting. Good defense by the Cardinals. Barber on the break. Has it knocked away. Great hands by Rhett Laketta on the hustle. Barber moves out of bounds. Cardinal ball. Cosmet floats it into Hayward. He'll take a shot just inside the paint. Floats it. Rainbow style, nothing but net. 19-15 Cardinal advantage. Mitch Sauber working with the ball at the top to the left wing. Jack Brocky hasn't scored since coming back in the game after that break. Got a hot start. Gets a good pass to Sanders in an open look. Can't hit it. Jaleel Brown with a nice box out. And Donovan Kennedy commits the over the back call.
And that's going to be his first, team second. The second team for the Cardinals has really helped keep them in the game and maintain a lead.
Rayfield Johnson coming around the screen all the way to the bucket. Burst of speed, Rayfield Johnson. And it's 21-15. The Cardinals stretching out their advantage a little bit here. Mitch Sauber on the drive, gets deep in the lane, up and under. Missed it. Pretty move in the lane by Mitch Sauber, though. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Barber. Cosmet now into the corner for Johnson. Back up to Cosmet. He's open if he wants to shoot from Jack Brocky range. Into the corner, and Rayfield will take the three. Comes off the rim the other side. Brown tries to save, and he does, but it goes in the hands of the Comets. Sauber deep left wing. Looking for a lane. Nothing there. Hands off to Brocky. He'll fire from NBA range. Missed that one.
Nearly got it.
He said, is that what you mean by Jack Brocky range? Yes, that was what we meant. Rebounded by the Cardinals. And Brown has right wing. Looking for a screen. Now he'll drive. Kicks to Barber in the corner. Around the perimeter to Cosmet. Opposite wing for Brown. Drives. Open look for Cosmet for three in the corner. Got it to go. Cardinals keep the run going. 24-15, and Chad Mortimer wants a timeout. 30-second break for the Comets. Let's take 30 ourselves on WKHM, WKHM.com.
White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event, from weddings to holiday parties. White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
White's Restaurant Catering Jason's weekend meals.
You know, we've got the chili cook-off on Sunday, so I might have them cater my Saturday.
5.5 here to go, first half. 24-15 Cardinal lead after the three-point nice bucket. Cut. Nice backup, Mitch Sauber. Leaves nothing to chance on the finish, so whatever Mortimer drew up, it worked. 24-17. Cardinals Looking to pour it back on. Nice drive by Johnson. Couldn't get it to go. And it stopped by the Comets. Try to cut into the lead, and it's stolen on the pass. Great hands by the senior right field, and he's up the floor before everybody. And he lays it in. Finger roll.
Give him 9 on the night.
5:02 to go first half. Sauber back up the floor. 26-17 Cardinals. Jack Brocky, deep left wing, now to the top. And that's Rhett Laketta. Backing it down, gets deep in the lane. Pass off to Sauber. Now he'll drive to the elbow. Nice drop off to Rhett Laketta, who missed it. The bunny. Oh, goodness.
Wow.
Maneuvered. Mitch Sauber set him up for just a layup drill, and he missed it. A little strong.
Yeah, it was a perfect back cut there. Set up nicely. Good court vision by Brocky, by Sauber, rather. Just couldn't finish.
Rhett goes to the bench. Luke Laketta back on the floor.
Brian Williams back in for center as well.
Drive by Brown, and he'll get a bump. And they're going to call it on the shot. That'll be 2 for Jaleel. Nice penetration there by Brown. Well, Gaddy's gotten a lot of run, like you said, Jason, out of the second team. Cosmic's been on the floor now for a while. You see him kind of trickling back to the starting lineup. Williams back on the floor. Nichols. Rayfield's been out there now for a minute. But Cosmic, Hayward, they really gave some valuable minutes to give those starters a break in the early going. With 4.5 to go in the half and a 10-point lead after the free throw, 27-17 Cardinals. Rocky out deep wing, looking to Laketta down on the low block, backing against Jake Nichols. Bumping, gets in the lane, floats, short. Rebound tapped, last touch, Cardinals.
Probably got away with a little bit of a hack there on the help defense by Nichols.
Sauber inbound for the Comets here on the baseline. Goes deep to Brocky near midcourt, and he'll get back to Sauber to set things up from the left wing. He's driving into the paint, spin move, fading jumper. Nice shot by Mitch Sauber. 27-19. Cosmic goes across court to Johnson, gets a screen for Nichols into the paint, and he's got a nice look there.
It's now 6 for Nichols.
He hasn't got a ton of touches, but he seems to make the most of it when he has gotten
them. Yes, he
has. Sauber back to work on the other end. Pull up from the free throw line and gets it to go. Mitch looking for his own number on that play. 29-21. Comets starting to get back into it. Cosmic, right wing, gets a screen. No, Barber. Or excuse me. Brown runs away. Step back Jay for Rayfield. Missed it. Rebound battle, and Williams pushed him in the back.
Yeah, that'll be Brian's first, his team's 5th.
3:26 to go in the first half, 29-21. Comets can cut that lead down a little bit more as Roger Hayward gets into the game for Jaleel Brown. Matched up against Donovan Kennedy. Both teams playing man-to-man the whole way so far. Sauber gives to Brocky. He likes that spot right there in the left wing. Goes to work, crossover on Hayward, into the elbow. Passes out to Kennedy outside the arc. Works his way to the top. Now there's Luke Laketta. He'll pull for 3, and he'll get it.
Such a luxury to have a big man like Laketta. And down the floor, quick.
Oh, and there's a bunny by Hayward, missed. Rebound battle, tapped out, last touch Cardinals. Hayward got a nice pass and set up. Just missed it, left it a little strong. Under 3 to go. 29-24. The Comets have cut that 10-point lead in half. Kennedy, left wing, gives to Sanders at the top of the key. Sanders does the jab step. Moved that pivot foot and gets himself a travel call. 2:44 to go in the half. 29-24 Cardinals. Brady Cosmic handling the point guard duties much of the way here in the second quarter. Into the corner for Williams. And now you get a zone defense here by the Comets.
See how center reacts to this.
Hayward in the corner finds Cosmic on the cut. Cosmic cross forward to Rayfield into the corner for Hayward, and he missed Nichols on the cut down low. Comets look to take advantage. Baraki outside the arc, spin move into the elbow, double teamed out to Mitch Sauber. He fires for three, got it!
Mitch don't miss, that's nine for him.
Big quarter here for Mitch Sauber, and they've brought it all the way back within two, 29-27. Cardinals, they need somebody to step up here on the drive. It's Cosmet, and gets him in the air. Mitch Sauber tied it up. They're going to give him a foul call. Looks like a good defensive play.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah, it looked like he did a fantastic job on that, especially on the pump fake. That's going to be foul number two on Mitch Sauber, team foul number four. And we'll get Jaleel Brown and Ason Barber off the bench after this first free throw attempt.
Cosmet hits. Ends a little bit of a scoring drought there for the Cardinals.
And we'll also see Brandon Miller and Rhett Laketta back into the game for the Comets.
Jeez, Abel Compton's been on the bench for quite a while, Jason. Another free throw for Cosmet, and he missed that one. 30-27. Sauber brings it up. Having a nice quarter, and he goes back into attack mode against Nichols. Goes to the floor, almost lost it, but fires it out to Rhett Laketta. Now over to Luke in the right wing. And what are we going to get? A whistle away from the ball.
Yes.
Excuse me, against Rhett Laketta.
And that will be his second, team's fifth.
So with a minute 33 to go here in the first half. 30-27 Cardinal lead. They'll get the ball back to Little Brown into the game. Pretty Cosmet eating up a lot of minutes there. And hearing himself a drink of water and a seat on the bench.
Fine job.
Jake Nichols gives to Johnson. Johnson cross court to Brown. He's dribbling against Sauber out to Nichols in the corner for three. Missed it. Long rebound. Barber comes away with it. Extra possession here for the Cardinals. There's a three-point attempt by Brown. In and out. Halfway down. Tapped up and goes. Rayfield Johnson.
Wow. Good athletic play. Got just enough of a fingertip on it. Ooh. Big collision.
Collision in the paint. No whistle coming out of it, though. And now we get a whistle. And it's going to go against the Comets. Traveling call?
Yes, that was a travel on Mitch Sauber. Drug the pivot foot just a little bit.
I just couldn't believe they didn't. Yeah. Nothing happened with all those bodies hitting the floor there in the paint. No calls came out of it. Cardinals back on the attack. 5-point lead, 32-27. Barber on the left wing gets into the paint. Back out to Brown. Now he'll go to Barber. There's Nichols outside the arc. Double team. Knocked away, but there's Johnson to save it. Keeps the possession. 31 seconds in the half. Nichols. Drive, pull up, missed everything. Into the hands of Brandon Miller. Gives to Sauber, who looks to attack. 20 seconds. There's a three for Laketta. Got it! Luke Laketta, an important player to have back for Hanover Horton. 32-30. Michigan Center's two-point lead with 8 seconds. Brown over midcourt. 5 seconds. Four, three. Drives into the air, floats. No. Rebound tap. No. They don't get it up before the buzzer, and 32-30, our halftime score. Cardinals had stretched it out to 10 points at one point, and just piece by piece, the Comets fought their way back in. We got a two-point differential here, and this is the kind of game we thought we were going to see the first time these two teams met, Jason.
Yeah.
We're getting it this time.
Absolutely, and we have been treated to a fantastic game so far through 16 minutes, and the first half, it seems like Michigan Center carried a lot of momentum, and then Hanover would always snatch it back, and it seems like the momentum is a little bit even right now as we head into halftime, and that's lucky for Hanover because you could sort of feel the tide heading Michigan Center's way, and Hanover made a couple of good stops there to sort of balance that back out.
I love a close game like this, and they go into the locker room, and you're going to come out and see who makes the adjustments, who gets the right guys. It's not just a coaching thing. It's going to be a player. You know, I think Brian Williams didn't have the half he wanted to have, and he's a player that is important to what the Cardinals do. He really stretches out the floor for them. But they got a lot of good, you know, unexpected, maybe Brady Cosmet, the kind of time he was in there.
Yeah.
Did a good job for him. Rayfield Johnson's had a nice half. Jake Nichols had a nice half. Mm-hmm. And then you look over at the Comets roster and you go, geez, Luke Laketta really started to feel a stroke from beyond the arc, I think. so that you're going to have to guard him everywhere, basically, on this half of the court. Jack Brocky proved that he's got that kind of range, too. You got to pick him up wherever he is because he's a danger to score. Yep. Mitch Sauber.
Wow.
Earning just his own buckets, getting into the paint, and then finding some space and scoring. I mean, just this is the kind of battle we expected to see from these guys, and I'm glad that we're getting it here in our live radio broadcast, your only live coverage of this game here at WKHM on WKHM.com, brought to you by so many fine sponsors. I want to say thank you to Al Rose Steel, the Collector's Zone, County National Bank, the Protection Center, American Title Company, Penn Chiropractic Center, Lomar Machine and Tool, and they're always on board to support their Hanover Horton Comets. Let's take 2 minutes here on the half. We'll let Jason get out the calculator, get the numbers together, and we'll tell you who scored what in the first half. 32-30, Cardinals lead by two at halftime on WKHM and WKHM.com.
South Central Michigan Virtual provides an interactive and media-rich education in a student-centered learning environment. Students from kindergarten through 12th grade enjoy the benefits of online learning and in-person certified teachers. Located in the Jackson Crossing Mall, SCMV utilizes state-of-the-art technology to enhance our students' learning experience, including virtual reality field trips. Tuition is free, and there are over 1,500 courses available. Enroll today at miscmv.org. South Central Michigan Virtual, where learning comes alive.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle.
Get a 2018 Ford Fusion SE. AZ Plan Lease, $139 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down, plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. With RCO renewal. See dealer for details. All factory based to dealer. Offer expires February 28, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 Winter High School sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest. Go Mounties!
Unique Motors wants you to have the best car buying experience possible. Start off 2018 right with a quality pre-owned vehicle from Unique Motors and let your tax refund work for you. With a family-like atmosphere, friendly staff, and guaranteed financing, Unique Motors can put you in the driver's seat today. Don't dream it, drive it. Come experience the difference at Unique Motors. Visit their new location at 2000 West Ganson or go to uniquemotorsofjackson.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the half, 32-30. And now we have to monitor the 50-50 drawing.
That's right.
I was a little annoyed that you bought tickets, except when I win, I guess.
And
I just changed your mind now?
No, not now. No.
All right, that's fair.
That's fair.
And when neither of us win, we'll both just be mad that we'll
just be miserable.
Let's go ahead and look at the numbers from the first half, Jason. 32 points for the Michigan Center Cardinals, who led the way.
Yeah, that was a balanced attack as per usual with Michigan Center. Rayfield Johnson led the team with 11 points. Jake Nichols and Jaleel Brown each had 6. Braden Cosmet off the bench, fantastic job with 4. 4 points for Roger Hayward off the bench as well. Ahsan Barber hit one of his 2 free throws for a single point for the 32 for Michigan Center.
Meanwhile, for the Hanover-Horton Comets, their total from the first half, 30 points. Who got that for them?
Well, I feel like we need a sounder for you if you're going to go meanwhile. It's got to go with that more like Justice League feel. Mitch Sauber, Jack Brockie, it was their show most of the way. They were the floor generals for the Comets. 9 points apiece for them. Rhett Laketta with 5, and then off the bench you had Luke Laketta with 3. Donovan Kennedy did not quite have the output he was hoping for with just 4 points in the half.
So unofficially there are your scores from the first half. 32-30 our score at halftime as the Comets make their way back out of the locker room. Cardinals have yet to arrive. We'll keep an eye out. They got to unlock the balls for the warm-ups.
Oops. Hate when that happens. Oh, look at what happened on accident. We forgot to unlock the basketballs for Hanover's warm-up.
Jason, you mentioned Sunday at the Jackson County Event Center at the Jackson County Fairgrounds. It's the K105.3 Chili Cook-Off. $5 to get you in. The doors open at noon. Chili starts getting served at 1 o'clock.
Unlimited chili and salsa.
I mean, there's a limit if they run. If it's all gone, that's the limit. That's
there you go.
And but I think they used to give like a start and end time.
No,
the end time now is just when we run out of chili.
And it's usually quick, so get there early.
Nobody wants leftovers. Get in there and eat.
That's right.
Have fun. Live music with Kevin Nichols.
Yeah,
you're gonna have the YMCA there doing some Zumba demonstration.
Yeah.
Of course, the YMCA, one of our high school sports sponsors.
Yes.
All year
Always
long.
Good people.
So we say thank you to them. And it's just going to be a fun time at the American One Event Center, the Jackson County Fairgrounds.
Did we mention unlimited tasting?
You did say that.
And salsa and white chicken chilies and white chilies and red chilies and all kinds of vegetarian chilies, just everything everywhere, and it's going to be awesome.
They get a great mix. And I don't even like chili, but it's one of my favorite events.
Yes, mine too.
So if I just have to eat before I go.
Yeah, I could see that.
It smells delicious, but I don't want to eat onions and stuff.
Yeah.
So I get, like, fooled. I get hungry, but then there's nothing that I want to eat. I don't want everybody to get hung up on my hang-ups, my weirdness. But let's take 1 minute here, and we'll come back and get the second half going. 32-30, Cardinals lead the Comets at home on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my dulce de leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into 2 fluffy pancakes and served with a warm dulce de leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new dulce de leche crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, final seconds ticking off for a halftime countdown. Cardinals going with the starting lineups. And we mentioned, Jason, that Abel Compton went out and started the game and then kind of went to the bench and never returned.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was because they wanted to sacrifice rebounding for, you know, more athleticism and 5 guys who can all bring the ball up the floor, or what the plan of attack was there. But, Abel Compton did not see a lot of minutes. I don't think he played at all in the second quarter, if I remember correctly.
And what did he have, maybe 1 foul was all?
Two.
2 fouls. So maybe he went to the bench with 2 fouls. I guess I wasn't keeping track of that, but they never gave him another shot. So he's got 3 more to work with, and he's on the floor right now. as the Comets start with the ball. Jack Brocky gets it outside the arc, and we'll get another whistle away from the ball.
Yeah, it looks like
it's going to go against Brian Williams. He's not sure. And I know a lot of times guys make the face like they don't know what the call was, but that was not – he wasn't acting. He was legitimately confused. Sauberl inbound goes deep to Brocky. He's picked up out there by Jake Nichols. What a matchup that is. Brocky puts it on the floor, crossover dribble into the corner for Sanders. Now to Rhett Laketa. Skip pass over to Sauber, drives baseline, cross floor to Donovan Kennedy. Mitch Sauber set him up pretty, and Kennedy knocked it down. We're tied at 32. Jaleel Brown gives to Nichols. Comes around to Johnson. Johnson to Jake Nichols. Into the corner for Brown. Thought about a three, now he drives baseline. Gets deep. There's Johnson open for three. Rayfield fires, missed. Rebound comes out long to Sauber, and he looks up the floor. Up the right sideline, now moving his way in. Cross to Brocky. Thought about firing one of those deep triples. Instead, he dribbles in and passes out to Kennedy. Goes to Bryce Sanders. He'll fire for three and knock it down from the top. 5-0 run to start here for the Comets. Open look for Sanders.
Nice triple by Bryce Sanders, sophomore.
Little screen and roll there with Compton and Brown. They can't get it down to Compton. Now they're going to float it down to him. Brocky comes across to help on the defense. Hacks him on the arm. And that'll be two free throws for Abel Compton.
Just the first foul on Jack Brocky, the team's first. Compton had the favorable matchup with Mitch Sauber trying to handle him in the low post. Good help defense by Brocky, just got a little bit too handsy there.
Yeah, Nichols patient on getting the pass down to Compton. And once he got it down there, Compton was ready to go. And Brocky really didn't have much choice but to foul.
Yeah.
Abel Compton got very deep on the play. 6:36 to go, third quarter. 35-33, Cardinals trail by two, and Compton leaves that short, but Nichols with good rebounding position. Couldn't handle it, though, and it's the save goes to Donovan Kennedy, and the Comets back on the offense. Brocky, right wing, always looking to shoot. Sauber grabs it. He's deep left wing. Brocky coming across the top. Dribbles in now behind the back. Gives out to Sanders. He already hit one triple this half. He'll back out. Over the right wing for Brocky. Gets a screen for Laketa. Pass back out to Sanders. He's ready to shoot. Missed. Rebound tapped a couple times. Pulled down by Kennedy. Put back. No. Tapped to Sanders. He puts it up, and then he finally draws a whistle down there. Four chances at it, really, for the Comets before Sanders grabs it and draws the foul.
And that's going to be foul number three on Abel Compton. So now he's got 1.3 fouls in this game.
Not an efficient outing here so far for Abel Compton.
No.
Sanders at the line. No.
And that'll prompt Roger Hayward to come in for Abel Compton. So not a very strong start to the second half for Compton.
Sanders back at the free throw line here for a second attempt. That one goes in and makes it 36-33, Hanover Horton. Jaleel Brown coming up the floor for the Cardinals across the top. And Williams coming around and knocked away by Sanders on the break. All the way to the bucket, and he'll score it. Quick inbound by the Cardinals, trailing now 38-33. And we'll get a timeout from the Michigan Center bench. 30-second break for Coach Gaddy. We'll take 30 seconds as well. Right back on WKHM.
Our YMCA is Jackson. While we are in the Y, we are one. We come from different places, different backgrounds, but for a short time each day, we are family. This has been happening for over 100 years. When we walk out the doors of the Y, we all go different directions and face different challenges. As they did 60 years ago, now is the time to come together and build for a better us. I hope you'll join me, Rick Wilson, in supporting our capital campaign and most of all, our community. Give me a call, stop in, or visit us online at jacksonymca.org.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
5:40 to go here in the third quarter. 38-33 Comets lead. Cardinal ball. Inbound goes to Brown. out of the timeout. We'll see what Coach Gaddy drew up. Goes to the top for Johnson. Nichols comes through on a screen. Nothing there. They go back to Jaleel Brown. Now Nichols at the top. Steps up. Pops the jumper. No good. Rebound, Mitch Sauber. Up the floor to Jack Brocky. Deep left wing. Picked up there by Nichols. He'll go baseline. Now dribbles back out. Double teamed by Hayward. Stolen by Brown on the pass. Brown up the floor on the fast break. No numbers. Pulls it out smartly. Brian Williams cross court to Johnson. He's open for three. And he fires. Hits it. Big shot. Rayfield Johnson. 38-35. Comets lead. Mitch Sauber up the floor. Brett Laketta. Move into the paint. Out to Kennedy. Pump fakes the three. Now passes away for Sanders. Jack Brocky steps out behind the arc on the pass. Now to Kennedy on the baseline. Passes out. Sanders for three. Yes! Comets answer. 41-36.
9 points for Bryce Sanders.
Coming out and hit a couple threes in the third.
That'll do it.
Rayfield Johnson on the drive. Tough shot. Well defended by Jack Brocky. Missed it and rebounded by the Comets. Brocky coming up the floor with the ball. Over to Sanders. He's firing again. Left it short and looked like Hayward touched it for a moment, but it'll go out of bounds. No touch, and it'll be Cardinal ball on the air ball. Got a little bit of the net.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a touch.
I think that one kind of felt like a heat check.
It did. It did. It wasn't. It definitely wasn't Jack Brocky range, but definitely a heat check three. There was probably an extra pass or two that could have been made there, and Braden Cosman will check in for the Cardinals.
Yeah, so you might say that was early in the shot clock.
Yeah.
Cosmic gets to Rayfield around the screen, drives in, out to Brown in the corner, fires the three. No. Rebound, Kennedy. Right now, the Comets are winning the rebound game. Luke Laketta on the drive, working his way down the baseline, and they're going to call him out of bounds. And the tight wire act didn't quite get the job done there. Turnover, it's 41-36 Comet lead. Cosmet brings it up the floor. Drives all the way to the bucket. Lefty finish, no good. And just a great box out by the Comets. Another rebound. One and done for the Cardinals up the floor. Laketta picks up the dribble. There's Luke Laketta, pump fakes, looking to drive into the lane. Out to Rhett Laketta, open for a long two. And he knocks it down. 43-36. Comets getting the stops on the D, getting the shots on the offensive end. Nice drive by Brown.
Yeah, it was.
Smooth into the lane, scores it. 38 now for the Cardinals, keeping it close. Sauber over to Kennedy. Donovan with the ball over his head. Now puts it on the floor. Under 3 minutes to go in the third. Into the corner. Sanders looking for a cutting. Luke Laketta. Outside the arc, he'll pull for three, and he hit
wow.
it. Just a little jab step. He gave him a little too much space. Knocks it down, 46-38. Now it's the Comets trying to stretch a lead to double digits for the first time. Knock away there by against Johnson. Jaleel Brown's there to recover. Takes it in the paint. Feeds to Rayfield. Now to Cosman for three. Missed it. Rebound comes out long, and Brown grabs that one into the paint. What a shot by Brown!
Oh, wow. How did he hang up there that long?
Dribbled, slicing through a couple defenders, and then gets all the way to the bucket and just casually scores it with a chance to, at the old-fashioned three-point play, draws the whistle. And there's the thing about Jaleel Brown that I've noted about Kylan Brown before. That
yeah.
The facial expression is always the same.
Yep.
No, it doesn't, like, that. His heart rate never seems to go up. You know, he's just always in that same mode, casual. I'm going to go out and I'm going to do what I have to do. And right now, you can kind of feel like he knows he needs to score points. And he misses the free throw, but two Comets chasing after the ball knock it out of bounds, and the Cardinals get an extra possession. It's 46-40 with 2:20 to go in the third.
Yeah, that one went off Jack Brocky's foot and rolled its way out of bounds.
Cosmet inbounding from the baseline. It'll go out for Hayward. Hands off to Brown. Brown drives out to Barber. He'll pull a triple in the corner, and he hit it. He was calling for that from the inbound.
He wanted
and
it.
I guess he wanted it because he knew he was going to hit it. Three-point game now, 46-43. Cardinals getting their run together. Luke Paqueta trying to back down Rayfield Johnson. Goes in the spin move to the baseline. Now into the middle of the floor.
Oh.
Well defended, but we're going to get a whistle. This goes against Rayfield. Got him on the arm a little bit on the shot. But a nice battle between those two. Fun to watch these guys play, for sure.
Yeah, and Rayfield with his second foul.
And Laqueta misses from the arc. Excuse me, from the stripe. 46-43, and we have 1:59 to go here in the third. And we still got a whole 8 more minutes to play. As Johnson gets a break, Jake Nichols back onto the floor. It's Nichols, Hayward, Brown, Barber, and Cosmet for the Cardinals. As Laqueta misses. Nope, he got that roll. It was 50-50 ball, and it rolled in for him. 47-43. Brown up the floor, looking for Nichols down the low block. Now a skip pass across to Barber, who's open and pulls the three again. Got it!
Corner specialist Ason Barber with back-to-back triples.
And we got a one-point game. Into the corner now. Laqueta's got an open look, and he hits it. Trading shots here. 50-46. And we'll get a double dribble against Cosmet.
Wow.
Up the floor.
It's like he bobbled it just a little bit. Enough to get called for the double.
50-46, minute 30 left in the third quarter. Brocky up the floor to Laqueta. He's having himself a big quarter. He looks to back down against Nichols. Now double teamed. We'll skip it across to Rhett Laqueta. One Laqueta to another, and another three-point bucket, and this is just outstanding high school basketball right now.
It's Cosmet raining.
Up the floor. Goes to Brown. He drives out to Barber. See if he can match him. Yes!
Wow!
It's Barber versus Laqueta, 53-49. And now not going by Barber. A beautiful play. Quick hands, but they're going to whistle him for a foul.
Just his first.
It looked like he picked his pocket. Really did.
Yeah, it really did. The center faithful respectfully disagree. Rayfield Johnson back in, giving Jaleel Brown a break.
53-49. Comets holding on to 4-point advantage with 101 to go. Both teams shooting the lights out here in the last couple of minutes. That's into Jake Sauber. Good defense. Throws it away. Cosmet's got it up the floor for the Cardinals. Looking for Nichols. Nearly stolen. He's open for two on the baseline. Missed. Rebound. Hayward battling. But Brennan Miller able to secure the ball. Probably maybe a little too quick on the trigger there for Nichols, but he had the open look. Brocky looks to drive against Nichols all the way to the bucket and score it. Brocky's gone quite a while without a bucket for himself. There's a pull-up J by Hayward, and again, a real early shot, probably not the one you were looking for. 55-49. Cardinals trail by 6 with 19 seconds. And we'll get a timeout from the Hanover Horton bench. We'll keep it here on the broadcast with 16.2 left in the third quarter. 55-49. Michigan Center. Sam Barber with 3 threes here in the third quarter. Just going shot for shot. This has been
a blast.
Yeah, fun quarter of basketball. Comets still managing to hold on to that lead right now. And it's because they've made the Laqueta brothers have been back and forth knocking down shots. I'm not sure if they're brothers or what. They have both named Laqueta.
They're both sophomores. They kind of look alike. The Laqueta family.
Look at a family.
Is responsible for a whole bunch of buckets in the second half.
55-49. We'll see what Chad Mortimer drew up. Gets it into Jack Brocky. 14 seconds. Brocky taking his time. 10 seconds. Now he's going to get a screen. Now over to Sanders. Looking for our Kennedy on the cut. There's Brocky. Got himself an open look. And now you got Jake Sauber was alone in the corner. So is Brandon Miller. No. Got a good open look. Couldn't knock it down. Buzzer sounds on the third. We've got one quarter left to play. 55-49, Comets lead. We'll take a 1-minute break on WKHM and WKHM.com.
at Penn Chiropractic Center, you're going to notice the results.
My name is Gwen Kuntz, and I started going to Penn Chiropractic Care right after my first son was born because I had a back injury that they could not diagnose. I had been going through physical therapy for 6 months without any success, and when I finally started going to the chiropractor, I immediately felt relieved, made my back injury completely go away.
Penn Chiropractic Center, online at docpenn.com or call 784-7443.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock, 55-49. Cardinals get the ball, trailing by six in our final quarter of basketball here.
We didn't win the 50-50.
Dang it. Jaleel Brown back in, gets deep into the lane, floats it, left it just short, but a great play to get down low. Comets back up the floor quickly. Mitch Sauber. And battle down on the blow block. Brett Laketta versus Jaleel Brown, and we'll get a whistle on Brown. You got five team fouls against the Cardinals, just two against Hanover Horton. They floated into Kennedy, stolen by Brown. And he's aggressively up the floor, cuts into the lane, all the way to the bucket. Great defensive play by Sanders to get the shot block, and Jaleel gets up limping. And you got to hope he can walk that off if you're the Michigan center. Brown was just really their best player here. Barber now goes on the attack. It's all the way to the bucket and can't get it to go. And on the rebound, it's tapped out. Last touch, Hanover Horton.
Nichols
inbounds. Brown gets it to Cosmet. Now back to Nichols in the corner. Back to Cosmet, left wing. Johnson coming around the top. We'll get all the way to the bucket, scoop it, score it. That's that kind of slashing play that Rayfield Johnson does very well. 55-51. Tough trip up the floor for the Cardinals, but they come away with two. Kennedy got himself some space down low. Missed the shot, though, and the Cardinals on the run out. Cosmet will hand to Brown. Open look for three. No! Halfway down, it pops out. Barber battles for the rebound. He gets it. We're going to get a whistle. Who's that going to go against? It was just, that'll go against Sauber.
Or Sauber, yeah. And that's number three on Sauber, much to the chagrin of Comet Nation here.
It really was that. I mean, that really is what happened.
Yeah.
Barber went up and had the ball. No foul when he gets the possession, but they do kind of run into each other. And he goes down. Meanwhile, the inbound pass goes to cutting Nichols for two. We got a two-point game, Jason, with 6.5 to go.
Exactly what we thought was going to happen. It's been a barn burner.
You know, even up until the opening tip, I was in my head going, who do I think is going to win? And I could not pick one. Turnover again by the Comets in center on the break. Johnson loses it momentarily there, and that probably saved the Comets giving up a layup on the play. Cardinals set up the half-court offense. Brown behind the back dribble to Cosmet. Cosmet will pull it back out to reset. Cardinals working on their spacing. Johnson will run out. Nichols up the screen for Cosmet. Cosmet steps around the screen into the paint. Lefty finish, no good. Tough shot there by Cosmet. Probably could have passed out. I think he had Nichols open outside the arc. I'll armchair point guard this game all day. Brett Laketta driving in. Now passes out to Mitch Sauber. Sauber gets into the lane. Double teamed, loses it momentarily. He's down to one knee, passes it out, and they're looking to get the travel call. Instead, Mortimer calls it a timeout from the Comet bench. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back with the final 5:38, 55-53 Comets on WKHM.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford Escape SE. AZ Plan Lease $181 a month for 36 months with 10,500 miles per year. With $1,000 down plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. With RCL renewal or competitive conquest bonus cash. See dealer for details. All factory rebased to dealer. Offer expires February 28, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 538. On the clock is 55-53. The Hannah Horton Comets holding on to the two-point advantage. Cardinals came out with some quick buckets here in the fourth. And it's just been a blast of a game to watch. If you like high school basketball, there's nowhere else you want to be tonight in Jackson.
Absolutely.
So it'll be Comet ball coming out of the timeout. Donovan Kennedy to inbound. It's Kennedy, Rhett Laketta, Luke Laketta, Mitch Sauber, and Jack Brocky. Kennedy into Rhett Laketta, back down to Kennedy, and then a cutting Laketta. Well defended on the cut, and they're going to call it last touch Hanover Horton.
And that's what center needs, are empty possessions, get themselves into a position where they can tie or take the lead on this trip down.
As Coach Gaddy shouts out the play, Jaleel Brown driving against Sauber, gets into the air. Tough shot, can't get it to finish, and Laketta's got it in numbers for Hanover Horton. Laketta drives, passes in the corner, now trapped. Luke Laketta cross court to Brocky. Back to Laketta, and he'll jab, step, and drive, and they knock it away. And it goes out of bounds, last touch, Comets. Asan Barber tapped it off of Luke Laketta's leg.
Great athletic play there by Asan Barber. He has been just an unsung hero for center in this game.
Big shot making throughout the third quarter, and now here he is on the fourth with 5 minutes to go. His team trailing by two. Into the corner for Rayfield as Barber comes all the way around the floor. Johnson into the lane. Cosmet out for three. Open look. Missed. Up in the air, tapped out, and there's Brown in the right place, right time. Floats one himself and missed it. Laketta falling out of bounds, saves the rebound into Jack Brocky. So 4:39, still 55-53. Defense, the name of the game right now for both teams. Pace kind of slowing here in the waning minutes. Laketta out there, picked up by Rayfield Johnson. That's Luke Laketta. Over to Jack Brocky. Brocky to Luke Laketta. Jab steps. He's a real danger to shoot or drive. Into the corner for Kennedy. Wide open. In and out. Tapped up. And Johnson chases down the rebound. And he'll slow it down for the Cardinals. Still trail by two. Into the corner for Cosmet. We'll get a timeout from the Cardinal bench.
And Steve, we are almost four full minutes into this fourth quarter. Hanover is yet to score in this quarter.
Let's keep it here on the broadcast here for the timeout. Let's say thank you to, again, Lomar Machine and Tool. They always get on board and sponsor their Hanover Horton Comet games. And
yes, they do.
We're glad to see them every time we can. Well-coached team, everybody knows, Chad Mortimer. You use the word legendary. I don't know how many people might disagree with that.
Right.
Be difficult. What do you have, 14 straight, 15 straight district championships?
15.
Before this Cardinals team broke the streak, and now here they are matched up with a chance to really take the driver's seat in the Cascades Conference. Lumen Christi Catholic School on our game tonight. They'll be one of our final three regular season games.
Yeah.
We'll see them and Jackson High for our final regular season tilt.
I missed the first tilt between those. Or no, I did not miss that one.
No, you're thinking of a different one.
I'm thinking of a different game that I missed. I know I missed the Lumen game, and it was...
It wasn't memorable, the first game. Jackson High really ran away with it.
Yeah, he really did. Last year it was tough.
But Lumen Christi, to me, is a team that's going to look different here at the end of the season than they did earlier in the season.
They always
new
do.
New coach, yeah. Younger players, I think they're going to mold into shape.
Yeah, plus you got the hangover from football season as well in the rearview mirror.
Cardinals inbound to Jaleel Brown. 4:03, Cosmet left wing. Dribbles across, gives to Johnson coming around. Johnson goes to Brown right wing. Into the corner for Cosmet, now to the top for Nichols. Great ball movement here by Michigan Center. Not sure what they're looking to do. Just making the Comets run around a lot.
Yeah.
Barber outside the arc now. He jab steps. And he cuts to the lane. Floats up and scores. Hassan Barber ties it up at 55 with 3:33 to go. A lot of fives and threes on the board. As Cardinals have five fouls and the Comets also have three. Fives and threes right now. I don't know what that means, but we'll see. Comets moving around the arc. We're tied. Rhett Laquette in the corner, dribbles to the top. There's Brocky coming off the screen, fires for three, and he hit it.
Wow.
Clutch shot by Jack Brocky.
From Brocky range.
3:04, and the Comets go back in front by three, their first bucket of the quarter. Johnson in the corner, Barber will fire with room, and he missed it. Long rebound comes out, Brown can't chase it. Brocky gets it away, and he's up the floor quickly. Breaking all the way to the bucket, score it! Jack Brocky with five straight, and that's a 5-point Comet lead.
Well, we mentioned they went almost five full minutes without a bucket, and they have come out with a fury since that four-minute mark.
60-55 with 2:45 to go. Brady Cosmet up the floor. Cosmet, Barber, Brown, Nichols, and Johnson on the floor for Michigan Center. Cosmet dribbling around, gives to Brown. Brown call for a screen from Nichols, goes around it, out to Nichols, who was open for three, steps inside instead and knocks down the jumper from the free throw line. There's a clutch shot for Jake Nichols.
Yeah, and he took the smart shot.
Nice feed to Sanders, cutting up the opposite sideline. And after a nice bucket, Coach Travis Gaddy upset. Now somebody didn't find a man, and Sanders was all alone under the bucket. Scores that layup, and with 2:13 to go, let's take 30 seconds. We'll be right back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Don't let that old gold and silver collect dust. Bring it to Peterson Jewelers today. Your gold and silver are most likely worth more than you think. Don't forget those coins you've been collecting. Peterson Jewelers buys those too. Did you know you can maximize your gold value by using it toward a jewelry purchase at the store? All that old gold and silver can help you purchase a one-of-a-kind bridal set. Peterson Jewelers has an extraordinary selection for all budgets. Remember, Peterson Jewelers is a wholesale jeweler. Lower prices for high-quality jewelry means you get more. Peterson Jewelers, making every moment count.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of timeout, Cardinals send the same lineup out. And we'll wait to see who the Comets send in there. It's Rhett Laquette, Luke Laquette, Bryce Sanders, Jack Brocky, and Donovan Kennedy. 62-57, our score final, 2:13 of this one. And a zone defense comes out for Hannibal Horton, it looks like. Yep.
Yeah.
Barber dribbles across the top. There's Nichols.
Center had some difficulty earlier.
Cosmet open in the corner, misses the shot, and it's rebounded. Brocky taps Laquette, and he's able to save it. Tight wire act there by the Comets. Up the floor, and Rhett Laquette passes down to Luke in the low block. Knocked away out to Kennedy. He'll drive up and under. Circus shot missed. Rebounded Laquette. And finally, Barber pulls it into the Cardinals. Up the floor quickly. They've got numbers. Rayfield's going to drive it himself. Scoops. No, he
just
missed
short.
It. Jack Brocky just got him to change it enough. So with a minute 26, we'll get a timeout from the Comet bench. Now it's the chess match between Gaddy and Coach Mortimer. And with a minute 26 to go, we're going to find out who can draw up the best scheme. I imagine Mortimer's going to go, look, we're up by 5, minute 26. Let's eat up as much clock as we can here.
We are in no hurry.
Maybe draw up a four corners play and you make them foul. And Coach Anderson drifted away, or I would have asked him what he'd do.
Yeah, I mean, it's the smart play. You're up 5. You know, you've got a lot of time left. 90 seconds is plenty of time for Michigan Center to hang, what, 5 and then some on any team. They score so lightning fast. And I've noticed both timeouts, Rayfield Johnson's been getting some medical equipment. I'm not sure what you call that, but he's been massaging that calf, the left calf. trying to work out a knot, perhaps.
See, maybe Charlie Horse. Maybe yeah. A little, cramping. You haven't been able to notice, like, on the court that he's
no.
You can kind of see when he walks out, but when he's at a gallop, you can't tell. Nichols tries to get the steal on the inbound, commits a foul. That's six now for the Cardinals, so the next one will send the Comets to the line.
Now we'll get the Cardinal faithful off their feet.
There's the inbound to Luke Laketa. Picked up out there by Johnson. Now gives the Sovereign Cosmic. Down low by himself, Brett Laketa. They do go out and grab Donovan Kennedy real quick. And that's 1-1 now for Hannibal Horton. Donovan Kennedy will go to the strike. Anybody in foul trouble right now for Michigan Center?
Michigan Center just Abel Compton with three. And then you've got Rayfield, Ason Barber, and Brian Williams each with two. So no real danger other than
probably doesn't come into play. And Compton again got that foul early and hadn't come back.
Yep.
Brian Williams goes in for Rayfield Johnson. Goes a little size here on the rebound for the free throw.
Rayfield will get a rest.
117 to go, 62-57. Donovan fires. Missed it. Rebound tapped and grabbed by Brown. That's the way you wanted that possession to go out to Barber. Open for three. No! Rebound tapped by Nichols, and he gets it to go. And a quick timeout from the Cardinal bench, 62-59. If you're Michigan Center, you want it to, obviously you got a minute six, you'd like to get it closer, but you got it within that one shot range, so you're still hanging around in here.
Keep it within a bucket. That's going to be the plan, and that's what Coach Gaddy is saying right now, tighten up on the defense. Keep it within a bucket.
And you're going to want to try, obviously you got to try to get a stop. I don't know how quickly you foul and hope, and I imagine Coach Gaddy is going, look, let's try to get a steal. If it gets down to this number, we'll have to foul. But 59-62, it's the Comets with the three-point lead and the basketball. Michigan Center going to come out and pressure.
They will Jack, full court press.
Jack Brocky, Mitch Sauber, Bryce Sanders, Rhett Laketa, Luke Laketa on the floor right now for Hannibal Horton. Inbound goes to Luke Laketa. Jam steps and dribbles around Johnson. He's got numbers now for the Comets. Fakes the pass, gets into the lane, missed it, but Sanders is there on the rebound and grabbed by Jaleel Brown. Bryce Sanders will go to the line.
And that's going to be foul number two on Jaleel Brown. Team's eighth. Brian Williams will check in for Rayfield.
I mean, look at this lineup right now, Jason. Bunch of tens by their names for the Cubs. These are all sophomores.
Yes.
This is valuable experience, and if they continue to grow, this is going to be a very good team next year and the year after that for sure.
Dangerous, for sure.
Sanders gets that one to go.
I mean, they're giving Michigan Center, a team who had won, 25 straight regular season games, gave them all they could handle in the first go-around, and again, they're doing it here.
More than they could handle. Sanders misses the second one, and in the battle for the rebound, tapped away. Last touch, Hannibal Horton. So the Cardinals will get it, 58.2, 63-59 on the clock. Brown will inbound to Brady Cosmet, who's back in the game. Ason Barber, Brian Williams, and Jake Nichols. Cosmet brings up the floor. Backs into the lane, out to Brown, a fire for three.
Got it!
Big shot! Khalil Brown! Immediate timeout, 63-62, one-point game.
Wow. That's all you can say. I mean, what else can you say about this game? I mean, we said the same thing about the JV game, that it was amazingly impressive from start to finish, and now this one is living up to the hype that we had hoped the first game would, and this one is definitely making up for that one for sure.
Jaleel Brown, Jason, the second half, there was something different about him where you kind of could sense that he felt like he needed to be the one to take it and take control of it. And he's done it by setting up Ason Barber several times. I mean, we talked about Barber hitting those threes in the third quarter. Every one of those was on a pass from Jaleel Brown because he was setting up the play to get Barber the open look. And now he's the one who takes the shot. He's just doing a lot of things right now for the Cardinals. Seems to be in the right place for the loose ball, the right place for the rebound. And we'll see if he's got enough to help lead these Cardinals to victory. They trail by one with 50.2. So interesting now to see what Hanover Horton does out of the timeout. Cardinals are going to pressure.
Yeah, and if you're, I think if you're Travis Gaddy, you're basically telling your team, no threes. Don't let them put up a three.
Into Rhett Laketa looking up the floor. Nobody there. He'll dribble up now. 47 seconds. You don't let it go too far before you grab somebody with the one-point disadvantage. Nice fake by Luke Laketa. Out to Rhett. 37 seconds. Cardinals playing straight up still. Sauber will drive. Gets all the way to the bucket up in the air. Scores it and draws the foul.
Wow.
Mitch Sauber. And that's about as bad a result as you could have had with your Michigan center.
You pretty much have to wrap him up and don't let him leave the floor. Basically bear hug him to make sure he can't get a shot off. But instead, they'll get the and one, and that'll send Rayfield back to the bench. Brian Williams will check back in.
32.4 on the clock. 65-62. Sauber at the line can stretch the lead to four, make it a two-possession game, and he does. Mitch Sauber, solid player in all those ways, and you expect him to hit a free throw. At least I do. When he goes out in the clutch, and now Mitch will go to the bench. A little more size on the defense here for the Comets as Donovan Kennedy comes in. 32.4, rolling it up the floor, picked up there by Cosmet at the half-court line into the corner. Nichols will fire for three. Was that partially blocked?
Yes, it was.
Now a scrum for the rebound. Williams has it.
Got to call timeout
out
if you're on the
Barber.
Floor.
And now we're going to get a tie-up. Are we going to get a timeout? Jump ball. Possession arrow goes to Hanover Horton.
Yes, it does. Center really needed a timeout there once they had possession of that ball. Couldn't get it.
Yeah, Williams needed to be the one to call it.
Yeah.
Because he had it there momentarily. He tried to pass it out, and then Barber has to come in and try to get something. Good defense by the Cardinals on the inbound. He's going to loft it. And Johnson comes through with steals. Cardinal ball. There's Barber into the corner for Nichols. Pump fakes out to Barber. Long triple. Partially blocked. I think you got him on the hand.
Yeah.
I think if you're Gaddy, you kind of want that contact. We'll get a timeout from the Hanover Horton bench. Now with 10.2, the Cardinals had opportunities. 2 3-point shots that were partially blocked, deflected maybe. And now with 10.2 and 4 points separating them, it looks dire for Michigan Center.
Yeah, what do you draw up here if you're Coach Gaddy? You've got to get a quick foul in and pray that they miss.
You love to come up with another steal like they just
absolutely.
Did.
Absolutely. That tight defense, if you can get away with a steal, the key is getting that good, clean, open look for three, but then you still have to come up with another possession or pray for a foul on a four-point play.
That's why that three-point play by Mitch Sauber was so huge. That 1 point really makes the game look a lot different.
Yes, it does.
As some of the more pessimistic fans start making their way to the, well, pessimistic Cardinal fans and optimistic Comet fans start making their way to the exits a little bit. 10.2. I don't know how you can leave the edge of the seat game until you see it all.
This is a lot of time left for both of these teams.
I'm sure a lot of these people want to get out and hear the post game on the radio.
That's right.
Jack Rocky gets it in, and Laketa all alone. He can kick it all the way. They knock it away. 5.7 left. Luke Laketa is going to get to shoot a pair.
And that's going to be on Jaleel Brown, his third, team's 10th.
He missed.
That's probably the best possible outcome for that first shot if you're Michigan Center.
Hoping for another miss here, Michigan Center.
Words of advice from Rhett Laketa to Luke. Probably don't miss.
And he did, but he gets
his
own rebound,
board.
Puts it back,
wow.
And done! 68-62 will be the final. The Cardinals had opportunities, but in the end, come up short. 68-62. Our final here from the Ray Haynes Gymnasium at Michigan Center High School, the Cardinals come up short. And Luke Lucchetta makes big play there at the end. Missed a pair of free throws, got his own rebound. That was Cardinals' last chance, and he took it away. Comets get the win. They'll move themselves to 9-1 now in the Cascades Conference. In the driver's seat for that conference championship, Cardinals now with two losses on the season, both of them at the hands of Hanover Horton. Let's take 2 minutes here on the post game. We'll come back and look at the scorers, name our Jackson Area Subway player of the game, and we will set things up for our next broadcast. Again, 68-62, our final on WKHM, WKHM.com.
George, it's cold. Turn up the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked. It's getting colder every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com. White's Restaurant Catering has been serving their delicious food to Jackson since 1974. That's over 40 years of the best fried chicken around. Visit whitesrestaurant.com to see the menu. Call 787-3991 to ask White's Restaurant about catering your upcoming special event. From weddings to holiday parties, White's Restaurant Catering will bring the flavor. Open 7 days a week for pickup or delivery. That's 787-3991, White's Restaurant Catering. There's no better place to be if you want amazing food.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com. Your local auto owner's agent.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, our final from Michigan Center High School, 68-62. Hanover Horton holds on to win at the end of a fantastic game. Really well played by both teams. Yep. Comets just made more plays at the end, including what I think was the biggest play of the game, a drive and finish by Mitch Sauber, and he hit the free throw afterwards to make that three-point play. We took what was a one-point game to a four-point game and really made it difficult for Michigan Center. So our Jackson Area Subway player of the game tonight, Mitch Sauber. But it could have gone a number of ways. Both Lucchettas played well. Jack Brocky was huge in the first half and, of course, solid play. And, you know, if we had a more complete breakdown of the numbers, we could probably go, well, Jack Brocky had this efficiency. He made these many, you know, rebounds and all these other things. So all of the Comets players that were on the floor tonight made plays. Mitch Sauber just had the biggest one that stuck out for me. So we rewarded him with the Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game Award. And again, as I said, Hanover Horton moves to 13-2 overall, 9-1 on the Cascades Conference season. Their next game is out of Hanover Horton with Addison on Monday. And they, again, they control their own destiny. If they win out, they've got the conference championship. Cardinals, meanwhile, have a tougher end of their schedule. They've got Wednesday at Napoleon and then Friday at East Jackson a week from tonight. So they got the two next toughest teams in the league awaiting them. Let's go ahead and run down the numbers, Jason, for the victorious Hanover Horton Comets.
Yeah, the Comets had a great night. They had five players scoring double figures, led by Jack Brockie with 16, our Subway Player of the Game, Mitch Sauber, Bryce Sanders, and Luke Laketta each with 12, Rhett Laketta with 10, and Donovan Kennedy checking in with 6.
And what about Michigan Center?
On the flip side of that, also a ton of players in double figures. They had 4, led by Rayfield Johnson with 16. Jaleel Brown with 13. He was huge in the second half for the Cardinals. Ason Barber also big in the second half. He had 12 off the bench. Jake Nichols with 12. Braden Cosmet, Roger Hayward, each with 4 points, and then Abel Compton. Arguably in foul trouble most of the night, had just 1 point.
Yeah, Compton ended up on the... Got 2 fouls in the early first quarter. Goes to the bench, comes back in the second half, gets another quick foul. And then I think coach's decision, I guess, later on to not bring him back in. And I think they were looking for, you know, ball handling, outside shooting, and some things that Abel Compton doesn't really give them.
Yeah.
I think they did miss him on the boards, especially late in the game, however.
Yeah.
Because the Comets, a couple times down the floor, got 2 and 3 opportunities when Michigan Center really needed a stop. They couldn't get one, but they kept it close. And nice play by Luke Lucchetti. Missed a couple free throws, but he got his own rebound there at the end when he was the only Comet in that end of the floor. Set your final margin there at 68-62. But, again, no shame in either game out here. Both teams played really well. Pretty well officiated game. Cleanly played. Not a ton of errors. Not a ton of fouls. It's just a real pleasure to watch and to call the play-by-play for.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, really, really great game. So, again, congratulations to our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game, Mitch Sauber, tonight. Our next broadcast coming up a week from tonight, we will be at Jackson High School, Lansing Everett in town.
Should be a good one.
Should be a fun one for us. And, again, those Friday night games in that league usually around 7:30. So we'll get about 7:15 for the pre probably here on WKHM and online at WKHM.com. And check out the archives at WKHM.com Monday afternoon. We'll have this game up if you want to listen to it again. Pick out any moments that you love. Our audio archives available. Again, that's WKHM.com. You look for that high school sports audio tab. University of Michigan tomorrow, 12:30, I believe, for the pregame
here
on WKHM, and then the Red Wings tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Red Wings again on Sunday, and the entire Jackson community will be at the American Woody Event Center at the Jackson County Fairgrounds on Sunday afternoon for the K105.3 Chili Cook-Off.
Lots of chilies, lots of salsas.
There. Yeah, see you there,
yeah.
Jason.
I believe I will be checking in.
You probably have to.
Well, Ashley will be there representing, so... I may not have to.
I'm looking forward to seeing our Denny's. I don't know if this we're supposed to tell or not, but our Denny's, one of our sponsors here on the broadcast all year. They've contributed a bacon costume and a pancake costume.
I heard about that. And that's somebody's probably one of the reasons why I'm not going to be there too long. I'm going to keep a low profile. I might come in costume or something. I don't know.
Just so you don't get forced to wear the bacon?
I do not want to wear the bacon costume.
I will eat the bacon.
I
don't
want
to wear
it.
For Josh Ankrel back in the studio, executive producer tonight, and Jason Smith, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you in a week.